different breed. He fits right in. And we had one councilman, black councilman. Mm-hmm. And him and his family, and I was telling his ex-wife, as a matter of fact, I said, there was some of you that moved here and that you fit right in, and you were here to support us that were here. And it wasn't like you were trying to take over, but then there's some that have come here and looked down on those that are here. Mm-hmm. And I said, but you all never did that. You all came in and tried to help where others, you know, better than attitude. I got mine, you got yours to get attitude. Mm-hmm. And I said, so I can appreciate you all coming in and helping. And I said, you still involved? She said, because now, she said, y'all are like my family. I mean, they call my mom, and, you know, and sometimes, you know, I forget that these are really not her children.
She doesn't forget that, right?
Because, I mean, Christmas time, she's in the hospital, you know, why you didn't call me? And I'm like, okay, I just need to make a list of who I need to call. Because if I miss one, I'm in trouble. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, fine. So, I mean, she's spoiled with all her children. And I'm not necessarily talking about her biological children either. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, fine. Fine.
She's just too sweet.
It's okay.
So some of the outsiders are integrated, but certainly not. The majority are not.
No.
All right. Okay. What are you going to pass down? What's your key moment you're going to pass down to them?
Roswell is a great place to live, and it can only be as great as you want to make it. And I think Roswell comes within you, a lot of it, as to how you see it, how you view it, mm-hmm. how you handle it. But it can be whatever you want it to be for you. You can have hard times or you can have good times. And I guess I can say I've had basically good times, even to the point when I ran for city council. It was a good time for me. Even though I came in second, I was excited. And I don't plan to do it again. But it was a great learning experience. Mm-hmm. You learn who your real friends are, black and white. So it was a great experience. And I will support anybody that tries to do it, as I always have. Because it's not about just me. It's about the community making it better for the next generation. Because somebody had to pave the way for us to get to where we are. And I just hope that, you know, families that are moving here try and teach their children that sense of community involvement and care about the place in which you live.
Okay. And then your story.
Well, I've given you several stories.
Oh, give me your best story.
Oh, I don't have a best story.
Favorite story.
I guess my favorite story would be me running for city council and the look on my mom's face when I said, Mom, I need to talk to you about something. And she said, what is it? I said, I've been in prayer a lot. And I've talked to a few people, and I just need your opinion. And she said, okay. I said, I think I'm gonna run for city council. It was dead silence. And I said, you're not gonna say anything?